Well, that afternoon, here come his old man and him up the road. Yep, here they come up through the hills. His old man was bigger than he was. Got out in front of our house and went to hollering. Come out of there. We want to talk to you right now. Well, Dad went out on the front porch and looked all around to see what was happening. And see, Jim had beat the living tar out of that feller that jerked me off that bicycle. Oh, he let loose of that girl's hand up that road, he come a-running. And he was all over that boy just like a daggone bobcat would be. I mean, he whooped that boy up that road and down that road in them rocks over in the honeysuckles. It was unbearable to watch it. Well, anyhow, we got home, never mentioned it, and was eating supper, and here they come, him and his dad. He said, I said, come out of there. Dad said, what's going on here? He come in from work all tarred and wore out. He said, what's wrong with you people? He said, I want you to get that man that whooped the hell out of my boy out here right now. I want to see him. I want to see what he can do with me. Dad said, Jim, Dave, Paul, what's going on here? I said, well, Dad, I said, I was pushing this bicycle home, and I believe my collarbone was broke. I was just leaned over sideways. I was scared to mention it to him. Yeah, I was afraid to mention it to the old man. I said, Jim then flew in on the boy and whooped the dough out of him. I said, that boy right there, oh, his eyes were well shut. His nose was slanted sideways, lip all busted. Oh, he looked awful. And Jim was standing down beside of Daddy, and he come up to about Daddy's knee, or maybe a little higher than that. And Jim, Dad said, Jim, you mean you whooped that big boy to make him look like that? Oh, that old man looked over at his son. He said, boy, did that little bitty midget do that to you? Well, did he? He said, yes, sir. He commenced stripping that big wide belt, the old man did. He went to warping that boy around the shoulders, the neck, the hind end. Off down that ridge they went, down the first hill, hit the flat, off into the second ridge, and that boy yelping every time he'd strike with that big wide belt. I'll never forget it. Yeah, yeah. Oh, just, oh, yeah. I mean, every time their feet had hit the road, he'd be a yelping. Well, we got to hee-hawing, and Daddy said, I mean, hush it right now, boys. He said, this is serious.